This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When using some clippers and a little bit of patience, an Indianapolis principal solved a problem by giving his middle school student a haircut when the boy wasn't feeling all that confident. Jason Smith's the principal of Stony Brook Intermediate Middle School in Warren Township, Indiana. An eighth grade student ended up in his office after refusing to take his hat off at school. The man said, "I sat him down and asked him why and what was going on. He said he just got his hair cut and didn't like the way it looked. He thought his hairline looked a little funny. Of course, he thinks to himself, I've been cutting hair for almost my whole life. I played college basketball and cut my teammates' hair before games. I've been cutting my son's hair for 17 years. So I had professional clippers and edgers at home. And I thought, if I go home and get my clippers and line you up, will you go back to class?" Young man said yes.
Yeah. No, it's one of those great stories. And in all the stories that we see, unfair, sad, ugly, hateful, divisive, mean, no empathy anymore. It's one of those things where you go, ah, that's great. Because I saw the headline, the kid refused to take his hat off. And I'm like, what? How can you? You're still a kid. There's still adults. Like, you got to take your hat off, whatever you got to do at school. But you read into it and you realize during this time, he couldn't get his hair cut. So his parents cut it at home. Like, you immediately put yourself in that. Like, my mom would have tried something like that, and it would have been god awful.
We did do stuff like this, and it was god awful.
Yeah, and then you got to go, and then you get gooned, right?
Yeah.
And so the kid didn't want to get gooned. No. But instead of this guy just trying to get through his day and be like, look, you know the rules. Now you get detention. Now you put this kid on some weird spiral. Who knows what? But instead of just being more focused on trying to be the principal for a day, just handing out punishments and just getting home to do whatever, he took a minute to question it and ask why. Like, what's the problem? And then understand that, man, why, as an adult, if my hair looks weird, maybe I don't care as much.
Oh, but when you're a kid.
It's a real thing, man.
Our next guest is an Indianapolis area school principal who is making headlines after his simple act of kindness, driving home through a snowstorm to get a pair of clippers to fix a young boy's haircut, went viral late last week. Please welcome Stony Brook Intermediate and Middle School Principal, Jason Smith.
I gotta tell you, this is the first time I've not been uncomfortable near a principal in a high school. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. How are you? Hey, congratulations on the word getting out. And I read that I know you're not a big fan of the press and the attention, but I think it's an important story.
Yeah, it's amazing because to be a principal, I'm pretty introverted, and I'm getting emails and phone calls from Hawaii, Singapore, Thailand, Sweden, and it's good to see that people are sweet and just the humanity is still, good from the responses from it.
Yeah, well, I think we sometimes need that reaffirmation that the world is not as heavy and as terrible and as loud and as ugly as sometimes it does feel. And so when I saw the news story this weekend, I was like, man, how great is that? So this young guy walks in, and his parents had cut his hair at home. And so, let's just say it was not something he was down with. And so he didn't want to take his hat off. And, of course, he gets sent to you.
Right. Yeah, he didn't like the way his hair looked, and he was just really adamant about taking his hat off. So I showed him pictures on my phone of haircuts of my son that I've done and other people, and I was like, hey, if I run home and get my clippers and fix your line, will you go to school? And he said, yeah. So I went home and grabbed them and came back and fixed him up. He was still the typical 13-year-old, and he kind of looked at it, and he's like, eh. you know. But
well, you can only hey, listen. You're the man. You can only get so much credit.
I know, right?
Yeah.
He went back to class, and he was in class the rest of the day. And you know, it's just in the inner city, and just in school in general, public school, we have to do things differently. Kids come and they have assortments of problems, and putting them out of school is not going to help. You know, so we try to figure out if we can work with kids, their parents, give them what they need so they can get into the classroom and learn.
Yeah, well, look, and you're right. I was the kid that died, you know, and I would never try to, you know, sell that we were poor, but, you know, we had to have the different lunch card. Like, if you didn't have the money for lunch, they'd pull the other card out of the card file, and, of course, you were embarrassed, and probably the other kids didn't even notice, but in my head, they were pulling it out, waving it in circles, going, poor kid eating lunch, you know, and then the other kids would get a different lunch. Like, there'd be the poor kid lunch and the regular kid lunch, and it's stuff like that that'll stay with you all of your life, man. It really does.
Yeah, I mean, it can be traumatic. I grew up, you know, pretty poor. My mom worked 2 and 3 jobs at times. And, you know, a lot of times I had to wear the same pair of jeans to school and come home and wash them out. The other kids, you know, dressed super nice, a whole bunch of expensive tennis shoes.
Sure.
So that stayed with me as I, you know, got into education. And it breaks my heart for anyone to be sad or made fun of or in any kind of hurt. So that's kind of the lens that I look through when kids are misbehaving. You know, like, what does this kid need right now? Because all behavior is communication.
Well, and I had a question for you. Have you found, obviously, with this specific story, it seemed to be the case, but when you just stop, as we all run around this world as adults, you know, with everything on our mind, just to ask a kid a question and put interest in them, that it makes it so much easier for them to trust you to open up?
Yeah, absolutely. When you build relationships with kids, the hardest kid will do what you ask them to do if you spend time to shake their hand, check on them each day, just chit-chat and lunch, you know, and so that's the way we try to operate.
Yeah, no, it's, and by the way, it's I love the fact that there were people around you that said, you know, this is not a singular thing that Principal Smith has done. Like, this is the kind of thing he does, and he does it all the time, and he always, like you said, you got to find out what's wrong with the kid. Like, hey man, what's the overall problem? Because it was super easy. It would have been easy, depending on the day, you're having to be like, look, you know the rule, take your hat off. You don't want to take the hat off, then here's what happens to you, bang bang, and then that's it. And nobody says a word, instead of finding out, hey man, what's the real problem? I'll give you a hand, I'll line you up, and it's not a big deal. And now that kid, who knows where he's gonna go?
Yeah, I hope that it impacts him in a positive way, and he can be a, you know, a great young man.
Yeah, no, it's and how long have you been a principal, by the way?
This is my second year here. I'm in year 5 and a half being a principal.
So you're 10, 15 years away from, you know, that moment where somebody's life has really come full circle. They're an adult and they're really on their path, coming back and really showing you what the difference that you make. And man, I hope that happens for you. I think it'll be great.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, and look, I know you're getting a lot of attention, Jason, and get back to it. I know you got school today. Thanks for taking time. And all the stories are just so suck and everything's so divisive and mean that it's nice to see a good guy out there.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me on there.
All right, thank you.
My principal was not like that. I told you, you know, that my high school guidance counselor literally said, Caprifoli, listen, you're going to be either in jail or dead. Like,
good visit. Good visit.
I swear to God. That's
true
story. That's
your guidance counselor.
I swear to God. I'm not going to say his name on the air, but I that was true. He was just, the guy clearly just did not like me. Now, I'm sure that I had the personality of a, you know, that was not likable.
You do want to, because I don't remember our guidance counselor being worth a damn, like nothing to help out. But you're still like, why are you here?
I don't even know what guidance counselors do.
Smoke weed at lunch, I think. I don't know.
Well, this one that I'm talking about did go on, like a chick got out of high school. Mm-hmm. And they moved in together. I also saw him sitting by himself in a strip club one day, which I thought was wildly amusing. I was like, hey, make sure saw him. Hey, hey.
That's good counseling, though. He canceled her to be a housewife.
Yeah, that didn't last a long time, I guess.
Yeah.
But he definitely moved her ass right on in there when she was about 18 and a half.
in a world of suck stories, I'm happy for this dude because he said that he's getting, you know, contact from around the world, like, you know, news outlets in Singapore and whatever. Like, somebody do something good, it should be recognized because all we see is terrible.
Yeah.
No, that's right. Yeah. I mean, you just think that kid, whoever, again, I know it's easy to go, big deal. But man, it is a big deal. If you're embarrassed the way you look, no kid wants to get in trouble. But if he starts getting in trouble, maybe that continues on to another and another and another. And then you realize, well, this, I'm just a kid that gets in trouble. And then you go down that road.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows how the whole thing turns out? And in the end, even if it's nothing, it's still kindness to help somebody not be embarrassed. Man, it's not that hard. It's really a lot harder to be a dick.
Yeah. He might be the nicest person some kids see all day, too.